This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. All praise is due to Allah who has guided us to this path of Islam. And we would not have been able to guide ourselves had not Allah, in His infinite mercy, chosen to guide us. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the last verse of Surah Al-Hajj, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم ولتكونوا شهداء على الناس فليقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله ومولاكم نعم المولى ونعم النصير. So Allah mentions in the Quran, struggle in the way of Allah, as should rightfully be the case. When I thought of Jumu'ah today, said these verses, then I thought I might have already discussed them, but any verse in the Quran, you could discuss a year worth of khutbahs. So I'll try to approach it from a different angle just in case. I did mention these verses before. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Struggle in the way of Allah, as should rightfully be the case. Three meanings, in addition to the linguistic meaning, which we just translated, and which means just strive in the way of Allah with everything you have, with all of your might, because we'll never fulfill the right that Allah has over us. Haqqa jihadi. The right that Allah has over us is too great. So essentially we're being told just to give it all you have. But three specific meanings are mentioned by the ulama. One, wajahidu fillahi haqqa jihadi. Struggle at the end of Islam as those who preceded us struggled at the beginning. So sometimes we take it for granted that we're Muslim. We're born in a Muslim family, or the circumstances led us to convert. And we take it for granted that this religion just came to us. I was a convert and I was searching for, before I converted, I was searching for religion, and alhamdulillah, I found Islam. I was born in a Muslim family, alhamdulillah. My parents were very devout and they gave me a good Muslim upbringing, mashallah. But the fact that they had Islam and the fact that Islam is there for us as converts, such as myself, to convert to, is the result of tremendous struggles. It's the result of generation after generation, starting with the very first generation of the companions, radiallahu anhum, and the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they engaged in a tremendous struggle. What did the Prophet suffer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for us to have this life? We know that he had to leave his homeland. He suffered exile. We know he suffered humiliation, as happened on the day of Ta'if. We know that he suffered to witness the loss of his male children. He suffered the loss of his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He suffered exile and blockade, before exile rather, being boycotted and blockaded. He suffered seeing his most beloved companions, many of them his family members, being killed, and some of them tortured in the most brutal ways, such as Sumayya, Ali Yasir, Qabbab bin Arat, and others. Torture. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had all of the people in his vicinity mobilizing against him. The Ahzab, when they descended on Medina. He suffered all of that and more. That could be a khutbah, just what the Prophet suffered, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we could be Muslim, so that we could have Islam. And then the companions. 100,000 companions, it said, were at the Hajjat al-Wada', in the farewell Qutbat al-Wada'. But how many of them died in Medina? How many of them died in North Africa? How many are buried in Sham? How many of them traveled throughout the known world at that time to bring Islam to people? They left their families. Many of them, they left their homelands, so that we could have Islam. And so, Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that we should struggle at the end as at the beginning. And for us, we're really at the end. We're at the end of the line. If one can't see the signs all around us, then we need to take the blinders off of our eyes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, في آخر الزمان أيام تسمى أيام الصبر. At the end of time, there will be days that will be called the days of patience, because the many challenges and struggles and difficulties in those days will require a person to be patient. Before we go further in the hadith, we just want to remind all of the brothers and sisters, be patient. You see, many people, out of impatience, they're losing their cool. They're putting their very deen in danger. We live, our religion humanizes us. The scholars of usul, or the principles of the religion, they say there are five great maqasid, maqasid al-shari'ah, al-maqasid al-shari'ah, or maqasid al-shari'ah. There are five: حفظ الدين والحياة والعقل والنسل والمال. وإمام القرافي, the great Egyptian legal theorist, he said, والإرد, he added a sixth, الإرد. So preserving religion, preserving life, preserving intellect, preserving the family, and preserving private wealth, private property, and Imam Qarafi said, and preserving honor. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله عرضه. Every Muslim has a sanctity inviolability concerning their fellow Muslim, their life, their property, their honor. In any case, there are those recently, we won't say the name of the scholar, one of the scholars said the preservation of life should be given priority over religion. And the rebuttal to that is, if we don't have religion, life isn't worth living. Because we're just animals. We're just animals. We eat, we drink, we procreate, and then we die. That's an animal's life. They eat, they sleep, they procreate, and then they die. No higher purpose. It's deen that gives us a higher purpose in our lives. It's deen that connects us to the very purpose of our existence. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ We've only created the jinn and the human that they worship me. I have only created the jinn and the human beings that they worship me. So that's the purpose of our very existence. That's why it's number one. But we say that because these days religion is under assault from every conceivable angle. And the Prophet predicted it. There will be difficult days. There will be days of, called days of patience. وَالْقَابِدُ فِيهَا عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِدَ عَلَى الْجَمَلِ And one holding on to their deen, to their religion, in that days, those days would be like one holding a burning coal, a burning ember. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. And because it's not going to be easy, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised a great reward. Al-ajru biqadr al-mashaqqa. A principle in our religion is that the reward we get is commensurate to the struggle. And because at the end of time it's going to be so difficult to hold on to the religion, what is the reward? وَالْقَابِدُ فِيهَا عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِدَ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ وَالْأَجْرُ الْعَامِلُ فِيهَا كَأَجْرِ خَمْسِينَ رَجُلًا And the reward of one who continues to practice, literally, وَالْأَجْرُ الْعَامِلُ عَامِلِ وَالْأَجْرُ الْعَامِلِ The one who continues to practice, the one who holds on to their religion, the one who doesn't compromise, the one who doesn't give up, the one who doesn't quit, the one who doesn't turn their back on the prophetic heritage is like 50 men. قالوا. The companions hearing this, they said, minna or minhum. Minna or minhum. 50 of us or 50 of them. Minkum. 50 of you. The reward of 50 companions. But we have to struggle, brothers and sisters. And that's what the struggle is difficult. But the reward is immense. As you encounter the various challenges of this day, whatever that challenge might be, and they come in so many different forms today, so many different layers and so many different levels, just remind yourself not of the difficulty of the struggle, but of the immensity of the reward for engaging the struggle. The immensity of the reward. May Allah give us tawfiq. Jahibu fi Allah haqqa jihadi. Struggle in the way of Allah, as should rightfully be the case. Struggle at the end of Islam, as they struggled at the beginning. This is a religion of struggle. And the struggle, again, it comes in various, it could be very personal. It could be communal. It could be ummah-wide. But just start with yourself. Start with yourself and struggle with those personal challenges that you find in your life. Another meaning, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ One of the companions mentioned, وَلَا تَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ It means not to fear the criticism of the criticizer. Many people are embarrassed away from their religion. This is embarrassing. Oh, all this news for overseas. You don't live overseas. ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. And no bear of burdens can bear the burden of another. What happens overseas is the affair between those people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, the man in Santa Fe, he was murdering Muslims. I thought it was some anti-Muslim bigot. It was a Muslim. It's so embarrassing. That is between that man and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the answer to Allah, not you. He has the answer if Allah asks him yawm al-qiyamati. Did you not hear my prophet saying, la qatlu rajulin mu'minin a'zamu 'inda Allah min zawal ad-dunya? To kill an innocent believer is graver with Allah than the whole world being effaced. And that applies for an innocent human being, period, as we know from the Quran, but this specific hadith. من أعان على قتل رجل مؤمن ولو بشطر الكلمة يلقى الله يوم القيامة مكتوبا بين عينيه آيس من رحمة الله. Whoever assists in the killing of a believer will meet Allah on the day of resurrection written across his forehead or her forehead, I have despaired of Allah's mercy. So worry about yourself. Undertake your responsibilities. Understand you are going to stand before Allah, not what someone or groups or organizations that claim to be Muslims are doing halfway around the world. Not some misguided, emotionally deranged person is doing in Santa Fe, New Mexico. But what you are doing with your life and the time Allah has given you. So don't fear the criticism of the criticizer. Because if someone who has abandoned religion, someone who in fact might have declared war on religion, generally and Islam specifically, criticizes you, it means you must be doing something right. Must be doing something right. Or they'd be praising you. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَاهِمْ. Abdullah bin al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, the great giant from amongst the Salaf, the early generations, he says, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ جِهَادُ النَّفْسِ وَالْهَوَى. To struggle against your soul and the whims that come to you. Now we live in an age where one of the slogans of the age is surrender to your desires. Give in to your hawa. Give in to your hawa. Anything suggested to you, act on it. Hey, you look nice with purple hair. Go ahead, dye your hair purple. Don't think twice. Don't think twice. Oh, you should burn your hijab too. Not supporting the Iranian government. Police brutality, people being killed and under police or state custody is a crime. Protest against the crime. Where does burning the hijab come from? For ain't Allah. Where's Allah? Where is our responsibility to Allah? Where is our love for our deen and for the sha'air, the very symbols of the religion? This, what's the thing? It's doing. That's what they're doing. Everyone's doing it. I'm going to do it too. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. As for one who fears the time they will stand before their Lord. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى and denies the soul the whims and caprices and suggestions that it brings to them. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Jannah, paradise, will be their resting place. Don't surrender to your desire. Fight your desires if they're incompatible with the teachings of religion in general. The Abrahamic legacy, Millat Abikum Ibrahim, this comes later in the verse, but we're not going to get that far. I don't think we're going to get past Wajahidu Fillahi Haqqa Jihad. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah make us, bless us to be proud. So, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي دِينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا. So, some say Ibrahim, some say Allah, but we're working today with Allah. The pronoun goes back to Allah, that Allah has named you Muslim. And in so doing, He has honored us and elevated us and distinguished us. And as we know, Millat Abikum Ibrahim, huwa sammakum al-muslimina min qablu. Muslim is not new. Muslim simply means one who submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty God, and submits to prophetic guidance. So in the time of Noah, those who followed Noah were the Muslims. In the time of Abraham, those who followed Abraham were the Muslims. The time of the prophets that came to the Bani Israel, all of the prophets, Moses, David, Solomon, Jesus, Muhammad, alayhi salam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever submits to the prophet guidance in its latest iteration, they are the Muslims. So Islam, as we know it, is simply the latest iteration of Islam. And we are simply the latest group of people following the last prophet, we believe, who was sent to humanity. We're the latest edition, if you will, of the Muslims. But those who follow Jesus, as we said, were Muslims. As we said, no need to repeat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us to be proud of that name, Muslim, to be proud of this religion, Islam. As one of the early people, I forget his name, said in a verse of poetry, Abil Islam, La abali siwahu wen fakhru bil qaysi wa tamim. That my father is Islam, Abil Islam. La abali siwahu. I have no other father other than Islam, even if others take pride in being from the tribe of Baqarah or Tamim. So may Allah give us tawfiq of kulu qawli hadha. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum. We say in mu'mineen, yakum astaghfirullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. But even if they take pride in being from the tribe of Qais or Tamim, when افتخروا بالقيس بقيس أو تميم, may Allah give us, bless us to be proud to be Muslims. May Allah bless us to understand the weightiness of this name. الله يغفر التوفيق اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمؤمنات والمسلمين وعلهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات